Good morning. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, Mark, chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. Mark 10, 13 to 16. And they were bringing children to him so that they might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. Let's pray this morning. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. And Lord, we ask that that you would receive our worship today as we come to seek your face and give you our devotion. Lord, we just pray that you would give us understanding of your heart towards people and towards kids. Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. We learn, as we talked about last Sunday, as we learn from this passage, that God values children, but we can learn a lot about children. So we're here in Mark 10, and some of the background is Jesus is now gathered a large crowd. Crowds are flocking to him, and he's in the middle of teaching. And these kids just seem to come to him and want to see what he's all about. He has a full schedule, you know, as an itinerant sort of speaker going out. And the disciples felt like, well, you know, as Jesus' personal assistants, they're like, oh, well, we don't have time for these kids. And so the disciples are telling the parents so. And Jesus is seeing what's happening, and he's seeing the disciples kind of shooing away the kids. Kids, you go away, go away. You know, this is for grown-ups. You know, go, go, go. And when Jesus is seeing this, he becomes angry with his disciples, and he says to them, let them come. Don't stop them. And, you know, it's interesting. You don't see in the scriptures Jesus being angry very often. You don't see Jesus being angry very often. There's very few places where you see him angry. But this is the one of the times where he's angry. He's indignant. He's angry when he sees the disciples trying to send the children away because he doesn't consider the children a waste of time. He doesn't consider it a waste of his precious time, but Jesus values the children, and he's trying to make sure the disciples get the message. And he's trying to make sure loud and clear. The second verse to the song, if you didn't know, "Jesus loves me, this I know, as he loved so long ago, taking children on his knee, saying, 'Let them come to me.'" And so the disciples had a very low view of children, and the culture itself had a very low view of children, and they felt like it wasn't worth the master's time. He had more important things to do, but they were assigning position to these kids on a worldly basis with the world's values. And the disciples, they may have had an organizational chart where, you know, God, Jesus is on top, the kingdom of God, and they had kids on the bottom. Just trying to give you business sort of illustrations for you finance people to understand. So they got an org chart, and you know, Jesus and the kingdom of God is at the top, but children are on the bottom. And I think in many Asian cultures, at least in the culture that I was brought up, that seems to be the case, where children are not worth the time of grown-ups, and they're on the social class, they're at the bottom. I'm sure that's true for many Asian cultures and many non-Asian cultures. And unfortunately, it that kind of value system of children has seeped into the churches, at least in my experience, where everything is about the grown-ups and the kids get the leftovers in church. You know, the grown-ups get the great equipment and all of the focus, and the kids get kind of the leftover stuff. And and so that's seeped into our churches. But Jesus, he he has a reverse understanding, or at least is trying to communicate to the disciples, no, look. And he gets angry. Look, the children are important. Let them come unto me. You can't even get into heaven unless you're like one of these kids. And if you know me, I think that the children's ministry in churches should be the best ministry in all the church. And, you know, that's not because my wife's the children's pastor. I'm not just saying that, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel that way, because you look at Jesus and he values the children, and he says that you can't even enter the kingdom. And there's a lot that we can learn from the children. And for those of us who have been serving in the children's ministry in Noah's Ark, we embrace that, and we understand that on a weekly basis, on a regular basis, that the children are so precious, they're valuable, and as much as we want to give to them, we receive so much from them, and we can see Christ in them. And when we work with them, Christ begins to form in us, because, you know, you need the fruits of the Spirit to work with our kids sometimes. You know, you need love, joy, peace, patience. Come on, somebody. You know, you need the fruits of the Spirit. And so as you work with the children, you become like Christ. You see Christ in them. Christ values these kids, and he wants to make it very clear to his disciples. And so this morning, as we reflect on this passage, and as we've talked about on Sunday and throughout house churches about children, want to see God's perspective on kids. And Jesus explains in verse 15 that the kingdom is offered to children. And the interesting about children is that when you offer them a gift, they receive it. They receive it. Kids know how to receive and accept gifts. You know, they have no problem receiving it. Grown-ups, on the other hand, have difficulties receiving gifts, especially in Asian culture, and, or, you know, even Korean culture. You know, someone offers you a gift, and the first response is you're supposed to deny, oh, no, and, you know, it goes back and forth, you know, the whole deal. And so grown-ups, we have a hard time receiving gifts. We have a hard time receiving compliments. We have a hard time doing these things. Kids, you know, you give them a compliment. Oh, you know, you're such a good, you know, singer. You know the response? I know. It's like, oh, okay. I'm glad you have good self-esteem right now, because unfortunately that may take a hit as you grow up. But, you know, kids, they know how to receive gift, and Jesus is offering the gift of salvation to people. And if we would be like a child, and receive it, that's what he's offering. Matthew 18, it records of a time when Jesus' disciples asked him, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He brings a child over, and you notice how children seem to hang around Jesus. They're not repelled by Jesus. Jesus tells the followers, unless you change and become like a child, you can never enter in the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who humbles himself like a child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And so what is Jesus talking about? What is it that adults are lacking? What is it that grown-ups are lacking that children have? Well, obviously, he's not talking about that adults are lacking maturity or intellect. And I don't even think he's talking about innocence or obedience, because if you've ever worked with a child, they are pretty clever in finding ways to be disobedient. And sometimes they're not so innocent. But I think the quality that Jesus is talking about is this quality of trust that children have. Children, by very nature, is trusting. We actually have to teach them to not trust strangers. We have to teach them not to be trusting. They're inherently trusting. That's their sort of innocence or naivete. And as adults, sometimes we, as we grow up through our experiences, we lose that trust. But on the other hand, absolute trust comes easily to children. A second sort of characteristic of kids is their dependence upon people and grown-ups. I think God is trying to show us that he wants us to be dependent upon him to supply the things that we need to live out his will. You don't have to teach a child to be dependent. They just naturally are dependent upon older people, grown-ups, others, to a fault sometimes. Well, not to a fault. It's just natural to them. It's not their fault. And God wants us to depend upon him for our needs. And the last sort of characteristic I can see is this idea of persistence, that the kids are persistent. You ever see a child, you know, wanting to get the attention of their parent as the parent is talking to someone else? Do you ever see a child say, "Mother, as soon as you're completed with your conversation with Auntie, I'd appreciate just a moment of your time, and I will just sit quietly and just patiently wait for you to end, and I will wait for that." Do you ever hear a child say that? No, it's mommy, 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 mommy. You know, it's mommy until you know, pulling, dragging, mommy, 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 mommy. It can be annoying actually, you know. And but there's this persistence. You know, look, you know, I did something cool. I want you to see it. I want you to see it now, 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 now. And there's this persistence. And so a lot of times it's like, okay, child, you know, I'm talking to Auntie, I'm talking to Uncle, you're going to have to wait. Okay. Mommy, 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 mommy. You know, it's just, you see this persistence that that they continue to ask and ask and ask and ask until they get their way. And, you know, or you look at a newborn baby, just born. Do you ever see a newborn, you know, cry, I'm hungry, and then mommy says, okay, child, just be patient. I'm, you know, on Facebook for 20 minutes, and I'll get back to you and feed you. You know, do you ever see that? No. The child just continue to cry, you know, until it gets its needs met. And so if you're going to let the child cry for 30 minutes, it will cry for 30 minutes. If you're going to let the child cry for an hour, it'll cry for an hour until it gets its needs met. It's this whole idea of persistence. I'm going to cry and communicate what I need until I get it, this persistence. And I wonder if our attitude in prayer is, Lord, I'm going to seek your face until I get it. Until I see an answer, until you speak to me, until I'm satisfied that your will is what I want to yield to and submit to. You know, a lot of times the answer may be no, or the answer may be wait, or the answer may be yes, whatever the answer. But are we, like children, persistent enough to say, I'm going to continually persist until I get that answer, whether it be yes, no, or wait. I'm going to continue to persist. Or do we not do that? And so those are some of the examples that that I believe that we can learn from children as Jesus is trying to teach his disciples. Look, you could learn a lot from these kids. I value these kids. Unless you're like these kids, you cannot see or enter the kingdom of heaven. And the final verse of the song, Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. And so like the song, may our prayer and our desire is to understand that Jesus does love us, that he will always be with us, he'll never forsake us, that he will stay, he'll be close all the way, that we understand the sacrifice that he made on the cross, and therefore I will henceforth live for thee. May we learn from children, may we learn from kids, may we learn that they're trusting and dependent and persistent. And if our Christian walk would be characterized by those characteristics, we would have such an intimacy with Christ, such a powerful intimacy with Christ, that we trust him, that we're dependent upon him, and we're persistent in seeking him and being with him. May that be our walk in our lives in Christ. Let's bow our heads today. Let's pray. This morning, I want you to sort of reflect on those three areas of a relationship with Christ. In terms of our trust in him, like I said, we teach our children not to trust. That is something, trusting is natural, but how about you? Are you trusting in the Lord, or are you sort of doubtful or not in that place of complete trust? Are you dependent upon him, or are you dependent upon yourself, or are you dependent upon something else? Are you dependent upon some of the idols that may be in your life? And also, are you persistent in seeking God's face? Are you persistent in hearing the word of the Lord say, wait, my child, now is not the time, or no, this is not the right direction? Are you persistent, or are you persistent saying yes? So let's meditate on that as we worship and as we pray. Part is that God sees us as his children, and he values us, and he loves us, and he gave his life for his children, for us. And so let's pray and let's intercede for God's children, those struggling with cancer and those struggling with therapy and surgery. And let's pray with the understanding that these are God's children, these are God's kids, they're daughters and sons of the King. And so let's lift them up in prayer and intercede and ask the Lord to heal them of their sickness and heal them of just their difficult times. So let's lift them up right now in prayer. Pray those who still haven't received Christ as their Lord and Savior, who still need to receive salvation in the midst of their illness. And so let's lift them up in prayer. Pray for those who have other illnesses and are struggling and are bothered by things. Let's continue to pray for Juanita and Pastor Sam and ask for their healing of their laryngitis and bronchitis for Juanita. So let's lift them up right now. Ask for healing. Pray for those who are looking for jobs and employment and ask the Lord to open doors and provide opportunities for them to sustain them during this time. Let's ask for grace and mercy during this time. So let's pray for jobs. Pray for our mission focus today, and let's pray for Indonesia and Phoebe Ministry and Pastor Salomon and his family. Let's ask the Lord to bless them, guide them, give them wisdom and anointing and grace. Let's pray for Kupang, which is a small village. We're actually sending a team there in August, and so let's ask the Lord to use our team to encourage and to build up that church, that God would use that team as a catalyst for revival in Kupang. So let's lift up Indonesia. Also, let's pray for Singapore and SPSG that the Lord would bless them and be gracious to them. So let's lift up Indonesia and Singapore right now. Let's pray for our education ministries, for the kids, Noah's Ark, for the youth group, and for SPU, our college age ministry. And so let's ask the Lord to bless them, use them. Let's ask the Lord to provide volunteers and servants that could serve in these ministries. And so let's lift up our education ministries now. Pray for our weekend activities that are happening this weekend, and so there's a bunch, and so let's lift up this weekend, and let's ask the Lord to bless, and that He would be glorified through all the activities this weekend. Let's pray. And let's lift up our house churches meeting today, Bel Air, Robinson Family, MacDaddy. Let's ask the Lord to use these gatherings to build each other up, to experience Christ, and to honor Him. So let's lift up their conversations, and let's pray for our house churches today. Lord, help us to put our full trust in You. Help us to be dependent upon You. And Lord, help us to continue to persistently seek Your face, God. And we want to be in Your presence. Just as Jacob wrestled with the angel, God, we want to continue to abide in You constantly, Father. And so, Lord, we just gather together this morning to be with You. God, draw us near to Your heart. We pray that You'd speak to us, give us revelation, God. We thank You for this morning, and we bless Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful time this morning, and have a great Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow at church.